This is Milk, by W.B. Screws. The Pilgrim's Messenger. Have a pattern of sound words which you hear from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. -11 Timothy 1:13. Published monthly by W.B. Screws, Glenville, Georgia. 25 cents a year. Volume XXIII. October, 1943. Number 3. Entered at the post office at Glenville, Ga. As second class matter. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall be made alive. Icor. 1522, KJV. Once, after I had spoken on this passage, a man in the audience was asked what he thought of the text. His reply was, "It is a great mystery." As a matter of fact, there is no mystery in it at all. The language is as easy to understand as the statement, "Columbus discovered America." This teaching is found in the epistle in which Paul said he taught nothing that can be classed as meat. He said he was feeding the Corinthian saints on milk. In other words, what is found in this letter is as easy for babes in Christ to receive, as it is easy for babies to take milk. The man mentioned above is undoubtedly a saint, and if he is far from mature. If he is a babe, why did he not accept the truth when he heard it? He had heard it many times before. Well, while babies can take milk, they cannot take it if they are already full of something else. This is what is the matter with many babes in Christ. They have been fed on trash, until they have no room for truth. Meat is the revelation of the secrets found in Ephesians and Colossians. Only mature saints can receive those truths. Some were mature at the time Paul wrote his first letter to the Corinthians. To them he spoke secrets, which he characterizes as wisdom, Icor. 2:6-8. But he did not include this meat in his writings at that time. He did not come to the saints in Corinth with superiority of words of wisdom, 2:1. Instead, because of their carnality, he decided to know nothing among them, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified, 2:2. This was when he was speaking to them. Now, that he was writing to them, he followed the same rule, for they were yet not able to take meat, 3:1-3. Let it be said that mysteries, in the King James Version, are really secrets, ampersand number 151, something that had not been revealed before. In this epistle he revealed one secret, ampersand number 151, that we shall not all sleep, 1551:52. But this is also milk. It is easy to understand that the Lord will come when some saints are yet living. He revealed nothing in this letter that was intended specially for maturity. The fact that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, that He was buried, and that H was roused according to the Scripture, 15:3-4, is precious to every saint. Practically all creeds include this. No preacher tries to keep babes in Christ from believing it. Well, the teaching that all shall be made alive in Christ is just as precious to them, when they are allowed to believe it. But I am in position to know that preachers are very much determined that the people shall not believe this truth. I was a preacher for a number of years, and I tried as hard to conceal this truth from the people, as I tried to teach them that their salvation depended on the death, burial and resurrection of Christ. Brother Marion Powell of blessed memory told me once that on an occasion when his father was reading Icor 15:22, he remarked, "Marion, it looks to me like all mankind will be saved." This man was drinking milk, but if he had said much about it he would have been excluded from the church. I suspect preachers would be astonished to find how many of their own members believe this precious truth. I am satisfied that 75 out of every 100 saints in Glenville believe it. If they believe the truth, why do they not obey it? It seemed quite evident that the church had bewitched them. Some power had bewitched the Galatian saints in regard to another matter. Why may not this be done in this connection? I know some saints who love the truth of the salvation of all mankind, and yet who say they will never break with the church, no matter what is taught in it. Some kind of spell holds them in its clutches, so that they feel that, as devoid of truth as it is, the church is God's mediator between man and himself. These very saints of whom I speak, abhor certain things that are done by the deacon, who is the boss of the church, and yet say, openly, that they dare not defy him. Ampersand number 151. He is a deacon in God's church. The Galatian saints were corrupted by the Jerusalem influence. Ampersand number 151. Jerusalem that was in bondage with her children. Not only is it a fact that Jerusalem dominated those saints, but it also dominates today. The circumcision teaching is far more important in the church than is the doctrine taught by Paul. Among other things, Jerusalem stands for selfishness. Ampersand number 151. The proverbial, me and my wife and my son, John and his wife, as four and no more. Those under its influence cannot bear to think of all mankind being blessed. That this is the attitude of the church, goes without saying. Try it, and see. Teach that all mankind will ultimately be saved, and see if the church does not dump you out. This is the system that has bewitched the saints. Many are told they must not give a thought to the doctrine of the salvation of all mankind. The man whom I mentioned in the beginning of this editorial had been told by his pastor that he must not believe it. And, as I have said, thousands who do believe it dare not say so, for they feel that they must not antagonize organized religion. As a proof that this is milk and not meat, it is notable that this doctrine is taught in the pre-prison epistles. Ampersand number 151. I and 2 Corinthians, Romans and I Timothy. Notice these passages, which I quote as they are in the King James Version. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men unto condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life, Rome 5:18. He died for all, 2 Cor 5:15. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all, I Tim 2:3-6. The concordant version is far better than the King James. But I am showing that even the version which practically everybody has, teaches that all mankind are to be justified, saved, and made alive in Christ, on the ground that Christ died for all. No new version is needed to reach this precious doctrine. Those who object to us using the concordant version, do not believe the version which they claim is absolutely correct. When I first began to teach it, hundreds of babes in Christ received it. All of them still believe it, but many have been forced to hide their faith and go along with a system that denies it. When saints become mature, they still love the truth that is called milk, even as grown people sometimes eat literal milk. Immaturity is characterized by a willingness to follow men instead of Christ. They are adopt names by which to be known, not willing to let God name them. He calls them saints. They call themselves Methodists, or Baptists, or Presbyterians, or some other name. Maturity is seen in the anxiety of saints to learn all that God has in store for us, irrespective of what certain denominations or preachers teach. Creeds and denominations and organizations mean nothing to them. Truth is what they are after. They can receive and digest and grow on the meat. This is found in Paul's perfection epistles. But they still love the truth that Christ died for sins, that he was buried, that he was roused, that he died for all, that all are to be justified, that vivification, or life beyond the reach of death, is to be the portion of all, that God will have all mankind to be saved. They want these truths, along with the teaching that is for maturity. In other words, they want milk with their meat. But we sometimes find saints who believe the salvation of all mankind, who do not wish to spend any time in the deeper truths that are characterized as meat. They are immature. they are fully satisfied with milk, as is a baby. However, it is not my intention to discuss this at present. I am undertaking to show that the doctrine of the salvation, justification and vivification of all mankind is not a mysterious one. Any spiritual mind can grasp it, unless that mind has been filled with trash. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ overwhelms with faith and love, Tim 1:14. The person who has just come unto Christ, in his experience, is filled with love for all mankind. There is no one for whom he wishes any ill. He is in a frame of mind to love the thought that all mankind shall come into the same experience. His mind is fertile soil in which to sow the seed of this truth. Or, to state it in a different metaphor, his heart naturally loves the thought of the salvation of all mankind, as much as it is natural for a baby to enjoy milk. But, alas! In case of many, their first diet is trash instead of milk, and they are rendered unable to accept the truth. If you want extra copies of this issue, order at once. 15 for 25 cents. Return to main index page.